Do you know how people call chickens when it's feeding?
They usually say, "Come on, chickens," or something like this.
Are you familiar with the, in terms of something that, to hook up a horse to something, they say they've got to put on a
saddle.
Okay. And do you know the term harness? Have you ever heard that word?
Well, I've heard calls.
Uh-huh, but not harness.
No.
Okay. When people were driving a horse, like what would you call what they have in their hand?
Rope.
Okay. How about when you're riding on like a horseback in your hands, you'd have?
Arm. Now, I really don't know. To be honest, let's see.
You know, either reins or lines?
I would say lines.
Lines. Now, on a saddle, you know what you call what you put your feet into?
I forgot.
stirrup? Do you know stirrup?
Well, I've heard that, and I can't hardly say the word.
Have you ever heard, like, people were talking about plowing with a horse? Have you ever heard of them talking about a lead horse?
No.
Okay. Now, this is about what we were talking about before, about directions and stuff. Now, if we were talking about a house, and it wasn't just, you know, and you were telling me about it, and you said, well, it's not right next door, but it's just a little
short distance.
Mm-hmm. But if you were using the word little, you'd say, oh, it's just a little
ways.
Mm-hmm. And if it was the opposite thing, if it was quite a distance, you'd say, well, yeah, now that's quite a
distance.
Or would you say quite a, okay, now if you were going in like on a trip and you had not gotten there yet, and you'd say, well, we've still got a
short distance to go,
or a long
ways to go.
Mm-hmm. If something was not, well, okay, if something was common and you didn't have to look for any special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
2 blocks from here.
Or, okay, and if it was, if you were looking for something and you couldn't find it, you'd say, I couldn't find that any
place.
If somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell. If they fell this way, they fell.
East.
Oh, I mean, well, like, there's...
Oh, okay. Back.
Right, okay. And, okay, if they fell this way, you say they fell...
Forward.
Mm-hmm. And so you'd have forward and back.
And backwards.
Mm-hmm. If somebody broke something of yours and they apologized for breaking it, you might say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a little child might be crying about some candy or something, and you'd say, what's wrong? You'd say, well, he was eating some candy and didn't give me
any.
Have you ever heard it, especially older people use an expression talking about something that might happen in the future, like they might say, well, now that child's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have trouble, like as not. You ever heard that expression? Like as not or apt as not?
I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Not like as not.
Have you heard apt as not?
No, I've heard him say, well, he's going to have trouble like some of his people or something like that.
Do you know what you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
I sure have heard the name.
Do you know?
Yes, furs.
Okay. If somebody had a good yield of something, they'd say, we really raised a big
crop.
Now, if you were getting rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you'd say you were
cleaning it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you would call a crop that comes up by itself that's not planted?
Yes, I've heard the word and I just can't recall.
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Yeah, you've heard that. Have you ever heard of talking about